What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debater Fans. I am AJ.
I am JJ.
Happy Dia de los Muertos, de los Santos. I hope everyone's having a good day, depending on what day you hear it. Recording, November 1st. But how are you doing, JJ?
And for those that don't know Spanish, Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Saints, apparently.
Well, now you know that. Muertos, dead.
But, yes. What was your question?
How you doing, man?
That's how I'm doing.
And the problem is, people, he just ate, so he's getting a food coma sleepiness.
No, I feel a lot more alive than I did before. Promise you. I may yawn, but that doesn't mean anything.
Your eyes are blood red.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Stop speaking for me. You don't know how I'm feeling. Oh, my God.
You're not my dad.
You're not my father.
You're just upset that you can't watch the Warriors locally.
I'm pretty, like... Yeah, you gotta kind of upset. I thought I was gonna be on TV today.
And you're gonna have to watch the Lakers versus the Clippers.
Fuck the Lakers, man.
James Harden, but you know, let's get this show on the road. We're gonna talk about the blockbuster trade of the James Harden to Philadelphia. Oh no, James Harden from Philly to the Clippers. The NBA in season tournament is gonna start November 3rd, this Friday, and then we'll transition to the NFL with the trade deadline that came and gone, and now we'll see. The end of the day.
Came and went.
Come and gone. Tomato, tomato. What's okay. Up? Raiders firing Josh McDaniels finally. And then we'll give them pick'ems, our predictions. So, blockbuster trade, which is kind of ironic that happened on the NFL trade deadline. James Harden was traded to the Clippers. The Clippers received James Harden, PJ Tucker, and Philippe Petrušev. 76ers get Robert Covington, Nick Bottom, Marcus Morris, KJ Martin. And here's a draft capital I don't understand. Unprotected 2028 first round pick via Clippers, 2 second round picks via Clippers, first round pick from Thunder, and first round pick swap via Clippers.
So there's like teams intertwined with the picks. So it's like I gave you a pick, but you're trading that pick I gave you to another person, like DJ. So that pick is technically mine. So now you're not the middleman. It's like me giving the pick to that other team, to DJ.
So Clip, and I guess CBS Sports graded this trade. They give Clippers a C-, which I think is a bit low because like I do like PJ Tucker. He is a defensive guy.
Maybe they're talking about age. I don't know.
I mean, I still put respect on the guy's name. Yeah. And the Sixers, they gave the Sixers an A-.
Yeah, they got a lot of good players.
One of the things the Clippers made them good was the amount of depth they had. They weren't the biggest names, but some of those guys can really hold down the fort. Remember, I don't know, sir, it was against the Mavericks where Ty Lue was doing some really sneaky like trading substitutions when they're supposed to be substituting, and like it was a foul, so the original players had to come back. We're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, huh? You're talking to? It's a complete chaos. But
oh, I remember very vaguely. Yeah, weird that you wouldn't see, but you're like, it happened.
It was a foul, so the original players had to stay. But Tyler was trying to swap in the small guys for the big guys, so a bunch of the bigger guys were on the floor. But like, hey, no, you can't swap in players during a foul or whatever. And they're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I was here the whole time. Like, no, get out of here. And like, they had to go to the booth and review it. Like, no, you weren't here. So they put all the small players back on the original players back on the. I think it might have been a jump ball or something like that. But, your reaction to this trade? Do you think this is going to happen? And B, do you think this puts the Clippers in a better or worse spot?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to happen. I think he's going to have to, like, finally someone said no, fuck off, and do whatever, and stay here kind of thing. Like, hell no, no chance you're getting traded. But when he got traded, like, he got what he wanted.
Oh.
He got what he wanted.
Again.
Yeah, he fucking left again. A different team where you're supposed to do big things, and now he's now in a team with big four that I think is very important, especially in the West, because now they can contend with the teams like Nuggets, the Warriors, the Lakers, the Mavericks, those teams, the Kings too as well. Those teams that I just mentioned, I believe, all have a shot in the playoffs.
Absolutely. There's
obviously no. I'm going to root for the Warriors, and the Warriors have a better shot than anybody else. But
I mean, if you think about what's the bad team on the, what are the bad team on the West?
The Pelicans, the
really? They made it in the playoffs last year.
The Pelicans, the crap, that's all I know, to be honest with you.
I think the first one that came to my mind was Trailblazers.
They can be. They got a good amount of good players at the trade. In the trades that they were doing. I think they actually restocked real estate.
Yeah.
But
if you think about it, I mean, like, let's just go from California, right? Or like exactly West Coast. Like a literally like on the West, like the states on the West Coast. Portland's up there, so you can say, maybe weak. But like Warriors, they're good.
Yes.
Kings, they're good. Yes. Lakers, they're good. Clippers, yes. They're good. Yes. And then we move on to the other states, Colorado, you know, NBA champions. Mm-hmm. Arizona, Phoenix. I mean, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. I mean, that's a three-headed monster right there.
Yeah, it's another big three that I'm worried about.
Mavericks, Luka and ¿cómo se dice? And Kyrie.
Yeah, actually, Kyrie grew some hair, huh? He looks like he has a bigger head. Yeah, I think I saw him in a highlight. I'm like, oh, shit, his hair is more.
I actually want to give Kyrie maybe some major kudos or something like that, or maybe not.
Slight credit
for like not making a big deal out of something.
Yeah.
He was very quiet this offseason, which is, I think, that's good, right? Because you're not getting unnecessary attention or bad rep or whatever, man. You were just living life, doing you, right?
I think so. But bad teams, obviously, I think there's only really five bad teams out there.
In the West.
The Memphis Grizzlies, which kind of surprised me in a way.
No.
Because they have Marcus Smart. They have DeRozan. No, what's his name?
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
And then the defensive player.
Justin Jackson Jr.? I think his name
Triple
is Jace,
yeah.
Yeah, Triple
Jace. Jaren Jackson Jr.
Jaren Jackson, that's right. I don't think the team is bad.
No, I don't think that's that team. But what other?
Yeah, Houston Rockets. I think they're...
They're
0-3. I mean, right now
they're young.
Way too early, but yeah, they'll come around. Yeah. They have a good team.
Yeah, especially the two veterans with
Fred VanVleet.
And obviously AJ Dillon.
Brooks. He's a veteran?
He is now a veteran. He's not more veteran than Fred, but he's definitely...
He's a crybaby veteran.
Well, I believe when you get your first new contract, you're no longer a veteran.
But he complains a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He brings too much attention to himself when he doesn't need to.
I mean, he plays a villain role.
That's how his demise happened.
They needed a scapegoat in Memphis, and he was the main one.
Whatever. Utah Jazz. I think they have...
They did trade away a lot of players, so yeah.
At some point, they were all right. Timberwolves?
No.
No what?
No, they're not bad.
Timberwolves?
Yes.
I don't know.
With Carl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, as much as you want to say, like, you can't say they're bad.
I think so.
So are they, like, going to be in the bottom of the list as far as
the West? Dude, they're number four from the bottom of the list.
What did you Google?
Standings.
Oh, nice.
Not even Google. It's just facts.
It's just this facts
how,
right now.
This is how it's going
so
for them.
So your number one team that was the worst team in currently.
I haven't seen either of these bottom five teams play. So I'm just balling it out.
Based on standings currently. Okay.
So that's how we're doing
future prediction. Future predictions based on current records.
So I think Portland Blazers are all right. The Timberwolves follow, and so does Utah, but Houston and Memphis. I've seen Houston play against the Warriors.
I think Memphis is an anomaly. They're just struggling right now.
I'm sure they'll come out of it. It's a skid. It happens to everybody, even the 49ers. Anyways, but that's how I see it. But after that, you got Phoenix, San Antonio, the Lakers. Then you got the Pelicans. I take it back. Pelicans are good. They're better than the Lakers. I fucking love that. Then you got the Kings, the Thunder, Clippers, Warriors, Mavericks, and Nuggets.
Damn.
Yeah, those teams that I just mentioned are scary.
So now part the 1B question. Does the trade make the Clippers better than they were before, in your opinion?
They actually are playing right now.
They will play in 15 minutes. Because they say it's always like 7 o'clock, but it's always like 7:15. Because they always give them that 15-minute buffer. But do you think that trade for James Harden to come to the Clippers, does that make the Clippers a better contender? It better be.
They have a legit starting five, but there's only one ball to go around. I am kind of like questioning if there's going to be some push and pull.
They gave away four players.
They don't have the players that you really liked back then, like Reggie Jackson. They got, I think they got rid of one of the players that I liked too. I forgot his name.
Covington?
I think so. I might be wrong.
Or Morris, the twin?
No, not Marcus Morris. I think they'll be good. I'm just scared about depth.
I'm scared about depth.
Do they have depth? No.
I'm scared about depth, and I'm scared also of, like you said, one ball. Westbrook's not a guy to play off the ball. Kawhi can play. Kawhi can, like.
I think Kawhi and Paul won't have a problem. The next. It's Kawhi that has no problem. Paul. Westbrook.
Harden. We'll see, because, like, when Harden does decide to play defense, he's actually a pretty good defender.
He has one of the worst defense standpoints.
No, like, low-key, when he does his little, like, swipe or no swipe, like, he takes the ball away out. He strips some. I'm not sure, like, takeaways or whatever. But he's able to, like...
Steal,
yeah. But he's definitely been low-key, like, when he tries, he does. But, like...
But he has... That's the thing. He doesn't try. And when he wants to, like, not try, he's ass in defense.
And it looks like Pelicans might have just secured the win over the OKC.
You have a better record than the San Antonio Kings right now. San Antonio, Sacramento Kings, sorry.
Well, man, we forgot about Zach. I mean,
5. Oh, shit.
Balls. About Zion Williamson, man.
I haven't seen him play.
No, but like we forgot about him.
Yeah, he's been in and out, dude.
Well, now he's in.
You're not going to tell me that we forgot. No, I know he's there.
I did.
I just know that he's... Injury prone.
Well, I'll tell you this. That's stupid. When he was in, it was all for the wrong reasons. The man didn't know how to run. The man ate like shit. The man gained like 300 pounds. The man can't sustain his own body weight. Like, there was just nothing but negative instead of like positives, right? But, you know, I always say, like, if your name's not in the media's eye, it's because you're doing something right. Unless you're like a big name like Giannis, Lakers, you know? But I had a 1C question to this one. Is this James Harden's last hoorah? Because Stephen A. Smith said this, because he's a free agent after this year. Mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith said this: if the Clippers do the same or worse, it's all on James Harden.
I don't think so, dude. They're no, I don't agree with that, because, and we can agree to disagree. The whole demise of the Clippers being good when they bring in people, Kawhi and Paul George, where were they? I felt like they came to the Clippers and they just like, all right, I'm going to chill for a bit. They came and went. They decided when to play. And that's why that rule decided to be put on to teams. Because you're now sitting star players for how goddamn long?
I mean, there was a loophole, and they cheated the system.
Cheating the system is my thing. But anyways, it's still like the job, you know, the job of these players is to play basketball. That's all.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to see them play because they decided to take these rest days and cheat the system.
Yes.
So
not all of them, but like sometimes we're on the organization, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they see long-term success. And maybe players are not built the same way like as Kobe did, you know? Kobe played every day. He tried to play every day because he said that some family saved up a lot of money to see me play for the first time. I'm not going to disappoint them.
Yeah.
And it's very true.
Yeah, I guess that's where my mindset's going. It's kind of disappointing because I want to see... I've advocated in the past for the Clippers since Kawhi went and Paul George.
Oh, yeah.
So now I don't advocate because I don't see them anymore. That's the whole reason I would watch them play. But now they sit their ass when they feel like it or when they think it's right. And I'm like, I'm watching the Clippers for no reason.
I clearly remember that day we went to Dodger Stadium. There was an earthquake that happened that day.
Yeah.
And as we're leaving Dodger Stadium after the game, and there was another earthquake that happened, I mean, through the social media waves that... Pete, like breaking news, Kawhi Leonard signs with the Clippers, and breaking news, OKC trades Paul George to the Clippers, and like we were like,
yeah, two major trades. Everyone was like,
oh my god, you know, yeah. Because everyone was so sure that Clippers, I mean, the Lakers were going to get Kawhi.
And I thought the Clippers were going to beat down the Lakers in that time, too. And they were ass-handed to them, too. I saw that game.
So,
I think this is everyone's last hurrah for Westbrook to get a ring. Does he have a ring?
Nope.
I think, except for Kawhi Leonard.
PG doesn't have a ring.
That's why. Except Kawhi Leonard, no one has a ring. Harden doesn't have a ring.
But he never has that fire to get a ring. I feel like it.
Hey man, that's why I'm like whatever about Harden, because what I care about is effort. You want to try,
and
you're gonna try. Well,
you love Westbrook.
I love Westbrook. I never disliked him. I just know that he was so much shitted on. It's disappointing.
It's because we feel like he didn't take accountability. You know, you heard those things that he said.
I think he just wasn't in the good environment to flourish.
Because all the spotlight was like, you can't blame LeBron. You gotta blame someone else.
No one can never blame the king for not exactly. Doing anything.
Exactly, no one. And who was the scapegoat? Westbrook.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Look.
It's a bad stigma.
Kill it,
people. Stop.
I love Westbrook's energy. You know, I love Westbrook's, like, every day he's not going to cheat the system. Literally, like, I think he's, like, literally an Iron Man. Like, he's only missed, like, a handful of games due to injuries, but it's not like... You know, if every single player had that energy.
I don't think I ever seen a report saying that he's out because he's sore or rest day sore. Or something. I never seen that before. Never. I've seen it a lot with LeBron, with Davis, Anthony Davis. I think I've seen it a few times with Kawhi and Paul George, but I never seen Westbrook be like, I'm taking a day. Like, and no, bitch. I'm out there. I'm out there to kick ass. He's like, he's the other guy that has a dog in him, that has the mama mentality. Like Jimmy Butler, too.
And Giannis.
So, I think this is the last...
Hoorah.
Yeah, last try hoorah for the...
For all of them.
The Clippers in that team. And after that, Clippers will be the same as always. Shitty.
I wonder when they're going to move into a new stadium. Next year?
It doesn't matter to them.
You got to sell tickets. Now I see why Raider ambassador was so adamant on not training Devontae. You got to sell tickets. But we'll talk about the Raiders a little later. But let's wrap it up with the NFL, NBA in-season tournament.
Yes, sir.
So we have no idea what this is because it's the first time this is going to happen, right? But, JJ, do you have some audio? Oh, wait. Some technical
difficulties.
Technical difficulties. But we have our good friend, Richard Jefferson from ESPN. I'm just kidding. We don't really know him. But if you want to be friends, hi, Richard. He broke it down really simple. So,
yeah.
JJ's gonna put the audio through his phone. I hope the audio's okay, but take a listen, people.
We won't listen to this ad because we're not getting paid with this ad, so I'll lower the volume.
Okay,
but it's Pizza Hut, but who gives a
shit?
Hey,
Pizza Hut, if you want us to give us a sponsorship, we're more than helpful. Costco Pizza's pretty good, too.
Give me, like, 8 more seconds.
More seconds. You know, how are you doing, people? I hope life is
going good. Yeah, I hope we're having a good time out there.
Yeah, you know,
time is hard.
Life is tough, but, you know.
Everybody, here we go. The NBA first ever in-season tournament is now official. But how does it work? Like this. First up is group play. All 30 teams will be split into 6 groups, 3 from the East, 3 from the West, with a random draw based on last year's regular season records. Each team in a group plays each other one time, a total of 4 games, 2 at home, 2 on the road. Now those games happen Tuesdays and Fridays in November, so set your calendar. Basically, these regular season NBA games also count as tournament games. Now, in each group, the team with the best group play record after those 4 games, they're moving on. The team with the next best record in each conference, those 2 are the wild cards. Always watch out for the wild cards. Now, we get to the knockout round. 8 teams, single elimination, and you know what that means. Win and move on. Or lose, and you're out. And the last 4 teams standing, guess what? You're headed to Vegas, baby. In Las Vegas, the semifinal battles will get us up to the championship game on December 9th. 2 teams in a winner-take-all final to be named champion and be awarded the
first ever NBA Cup. Come on, man. Look, there's a lot to look forward to this season. Players on new teams, rookies new to the league, and teams just looking to make some moves. And the NBA in-season tournament is going to be a can't-miss, must-see, high-stakes, high-level competition. And if you're a hoop fan just like me, I promise you, you're going to love it.
All right. You heard it there, folks.
You heard it there, folks. How about that? So, to start off this Friday, November 3rd, the in-season tournament consists of Cavaliers, Pacers. ESPN is going to be showing the Knicks versus the Bucks. Wizards versus the Heat. Nets versus Bulls. Warriors versus Thunder.
Yeah.
And then wrap it up. And then I think two more games. Yeah. Grizzlies versus Trailblazers, and ESPN's will be showing Mavericks versus Nuggets.
That's going to be a good game, too.
That's going to be a good game. So, Fridays and Tuesdays and Fridays. So, what do you think, DJ? GJ, I'm so sorry. JJ. Well,
that's what I mean.
What do you think, JJ? Like, you think this is a good... do you think this is, one, a good idea, and two, do you think it's too soon?
I don't think it's soon. I don't know if it's a good idea. But the whole point of this is to make money in the beginning of the season. Who cares, man? Let's not sugarcoat that. It's all about the money. And because no one cares about NBA basketball until halfway through the season when it's getting tougher for teams to, you know, have a better record and make the playoffs. That's just how it is. The first half is like, whatever, dude. It's just a bump in the road. You'll get a next game or something like that. And it goes on like that for the teams that are struggling. Like the Lakers right now, they're not doing so hot. I think they're like 1-2. And...
are we?
I don't know. I may have saw that wrong.
But no.
They're under the Pelicans that are 3-1 now. And the Kings.
2-2. Ah. Put some respect. The Clippers are 3-1.
Yeah, there you go. So, honestly, at this point in time, it is... I think it's cool.
No James Harden.
No James Harden. We're watching the Lakers and the Clippers game right now. But I think it's a good idea to kind of bring the attention to these teams that are now in... to these players that are now in different teams. I think it's really cool. Bradley Beal being with the Suns. And many different other players I'm not going to name. But anywho. Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's going to bring out something different to the season. And obviously, you know, why not try something new?
I like it. I just think it's too soon. Because we only have a little... The season started October 24th, Tuesday. The in-season tournament is going to start literally like 10 days later after the season started. Like, if you're saying that it's good to keep the people hooked on basketball, do you think it was too soon?
No. I don't think it's too soon.
Like, the reason why is because, like, yes, maybe I see why, because right now is a heart of football season. Like, we're in the thick of things. Everything's happening. The trade deadline just passed. But, like, basketball starts... because, you know, once the season starts, everyone's super excited. Everyone
sees the beginning of their games. The hope opener.
Exactly. And then kind of, like, it starts to dive down a little. The interest starts diving down a little. So, maybe I would have hoped or would have liked to seen this more, like, in the beginning of the next year.
You know, there's, like, 15 games per month, right? More or less. So, there's, like, maybe 4 games... at most, for October, and after that's like 15, 14 games.
Really?
Yeah. So it adds up real quick, especially in a month.
That's like one every other day.
Yeah, exactly. The Warriors have been playing like every other day.
Yeah.
Except for once where they played, I think, the Kings and the Rockets right after that.
Back to back?
Yeah. So these games are going to go by fast, and that's how we see like these 4-0, 3-0, 3-1 teams. It's going by really quick. So if they wait longer, I don't know. I think it's just like, okay, what is this to prove? Are they proving like which team may come out of the actual playoffs? You know, This is more like a glimpse when they're not at their best. It could be that way. Obviously, it's about the money, but it's just like, all right, these teams are right now healthy. No one's been hurt, hopefully. And I'm knocking on wood in case. But I think it's just a glimpse to see how we're going to see them in their fresh start. Because these players might change, for all I know. For all I know, hope to God doesn't happen, Austin Reaves gets hurt, and he doesn't play in the playoffs.
I see what you're saying. That's true. You want to see them at, quote-unquote, their maximum potential.
Their freshness, I'd have to say. Because right now, yes, it's still like smoothing out the wrinkles, but right now they're at their peak.
And you say about a week into the season, you like all the buffers as far as like taking off the cobwebs for some of these players.
If I remember correctly, Luka Doncic is, you know, always out of shape somehow. And then he smooths it out within 3 weeks.
The man is just naturally built differently. I mean, he moves at his own time zone. How the
that's a good one.
He moves at his own time zone.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. Now I can see that. I just, for me, I'm like, and maybe you can't compete against the Super Bowl because, was it like after, yeah, it makes sense because after New Year's, playoffs for the NFL start, and nothing's going to take over playoffs, right? So why bother try to contend after that, especially during like the first week or two of the Super Bowl? And then after that, there's nothing really. Soccer, MLS maybe? Hockey maybe still be...
After basketball?
After the Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl, yeah, you got basketball. It's spring training for baseball.
Hockey's still running.
Hockey's still on the go, yes.
MLS might be still kicking. I think so.
There's like different tournaments though for soccer.
Yeah. There's so many, but like... It makes sense why you want to compete right now because after... It just makes sense. You cannot beat NFL playoffs. You just can't.
So. It's exciting until whoever comes out of the Super Bowl.
What? It's exciting.
When the Chiefs have been there, like for the last six times, it's like okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Patriots. Thanks.
Well, let's try.
I think it's exciting. I think it should start that way. I think it's gonna bring out the best of these teams early on, and hopefully, kind of like, you know, makes them want to win. Future NBA Cups.
God damn, Kawhi dropped a three over AD. Jeez Louise.
He's dropped two already? Yeah,
He's three for four. See, yes, because like it makes sense. I would love to see these, quote-unquote, maybe when James Harden is...
Oh, my God. All these threes are flying all over the place.
When James Harden is good to go main for this end-season tournament, I would love to see this.
That'd be an incredible game. What do they play the Lakers? Imagine that's fucking the big four versus Anthony Davis and LeBron and then company. You know what I mean? That's I think that's really cool.
Let me see. I think I might have seen.
But it also sucks for those that like wanted to stick around with the organization. Then they get traded, you know.
So the groups are consist of in the West. Group A has the Grizzlies, the Suns, the Lakers, the Jazz, and the Trailblazers. Group B has the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Pelicans, the Mavericks, and the Rockets.
Goddamn.
That's a tough one. And Group C consists of Sacramento, mm-hmm. I mean, the Kings, the Warriors, the Timberwolves, OKC, and Spurs.
The Timberwolves aren't coming at it.
Oh, man. Wembanyama's going to drop so many buckets on you guys. Just have Wembanyama post up.
But they're 1-2. That's the thing that surprises me right now.
What?
Why aren't they winning more games?
Bro, they're rookies. They're babies.
Wembanyama is a foot taller than everybody else.
Okay, he's God? Is he Gandhi or something?
He kind of reminds me of Giannis when he was scrawny.
And was Giannis in his first year?
No. I mean, we're in for a world of hurt when Wembanyama comes to his full form.
Exactly.
I feel like he's at his full form right now.
Oh, God, no.
Dude,
God,
no,
he's a baby. Scary. He's like 19. He's like 19.
He's 18 or 19.
He's
scary
a
already.
Teenager.
He's scary.
Legally, he can't drive. One, because he's a foreign exchange employee. And two,
he has a visa. Come on now.
I mean, yes, but like, and two, even if he was born, he can't. Oh, no, he can drive. He can't drink.
And he goes back to France and he can drink as much as he wants.
I know, man. Get the nice wine over there. And in the East Coast, Group A has the Sixers, the Cavaliers, the Hawks, the Pacers, and the Pistons. Here's the one that actually maybe Group B and C. Group B consists of the Bucks, the Knicks, the Heat, the Wizards, and the Hornets.
Yeah, those two are no good.
And Group C consists of the Celtics, the the Nets, the Raptors, the Bulls, and the Magic.
I think Group A sucks. Other than the Group B is in the middle.
And I mean, the Cavaliers are there. Hawks, I don't remember what happened.
Something's wrong with the Cavaliers. But Tristan Thompson's playing. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I can't believe he came back to
and them. There was rumors. You know how he got a job in ESPN? Apparently, the Kardashians made phone calls.
To stop him?
To get him a job in ESPN.
Wow.
Apparently. Allegedly. Fuck. Allegedly.
Those fuck were, that.
They the, always the mama. Move. The mama of all the mama. Not Kim. Yeah. Not Chloe. Yeah. Not Corny. Whatever. The mama called someone inside. Like, hey, do me a favor. Remember
those? She really must like Tristan then.
Well, she is a... He is a daughter to Chloe's...
What?
Tristan and Chloe had a...
Yeah, they child. Have a kid, the baby
so,
daddy.
Yeah, so he is a baby daddy.
That doesn't mean shit. He's trash.
As a player or washed up?
Both.
Okay.
Both well, as
a allegedly.
Human. Yeah, allegedly. I'll leave it at that.
And we'll leave it at that. But let's transition now to the NFL.
Shit. James Harden was right there. PJ Tucker's playing.
Is he playing?
What the fuck is going on? Wait,
oh, he's PJ suited up.
Yeah,
dude. Wait, did you see James Harden suited
I
up?
I did. No. He's not suited up. But
PJ right has his hoodie, like a Clippers hoodie. Where's Harden?
He's right there.
I don't see him. He's all there. Yeah, he's in street clothes.
Yeah, street clothes guy. Right, that's stupid, honestly. Why not play right now?
That's because he's still out of shape because he hasn't been training all his mini camp and all this stuff.
Let's go, Westbrook. Anyways,
continue. All right, NFL trade deadline. It came in and gone, right? The biggest trade deadline news is Bills acquired Packers defensive back Douglas. The Browns trade wide receiver People Jones to the Lions. That shocked me. So they had another weapon. Jaguars acquired the guard Cleveland from the Vikings. Vikings also traded for quarterback Joshua Dobbs from the Cardinals after
Josh Dobbs,
by the way. Bears trade for Commanders defensive ends. I think Marcus Sweat or it just says
Montez the last Sweat.
Name. It just says the last name. So
Montez Sweat.
Which is weird. Bears are like kind of like, what are you doing, bro? Seahawks acquired defensive end Leonard Williams from the Giants. That one actually. I'm like,
Williams.
Yeah, Leonard Williams, Cat Williams. Falcons get defensive line. Last name is Street. It's literally his last name is Street. From
Kenneth K something.
From the Eagles.
Yeah.
And Eagles acquire all time pro safety Byard from the Titans and the granddaddy of all granddaddies. 49ers trade for Commanders pass rusher Chase Young.
Reminds me of the time when they traded for Trent Williams. Trent Williams with the Redskins or slash Commanders. But yes.
And let me tell you this. When Ohio State was really good, they had two premium edge rushers.
Yes, I know. Nick Bosa and Chase Young.
And now they're back in one team. Oh, man.
I don't think that was a big trade, though, honestly.
You think Chase Young is not that guy?
And what was the trade? It's like 3-2 third rounds?
Yeah, something like that. Well, I mean, I'm going on the names.
Yeah, I think so. And Chase Young is also injury prone. He's been in and out of the team. Maybe last year was his full year back?
Sources confirm Commanders are sending defensive end Chase Young to the 49ers for a third round pick.
Wow. Who got the best end of that deal?
Fire sale for the Commanders.
They've been leaving everybody.
Did you hear the news that Magic Johnson's officially a billionaire?
Yeah.
Congratulations. I did. He now joins the class of Tiger Woods, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan as athletes who are billionaires.
Yeah, dude. They don't have to get paid that much. They're making money off like everything else, their sponsors. So,
look at that picture of Nick Bosa and Chase Young together at Ohio State.
It wasn't the big trade I was looking for, to be honest. I'd have been cool if Devontae would have went to the 49ers.
Who?
Devontae Adams to the 49ers. Devontae, Debo, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, and Brock Purdy.
Well, a lot of questions are being looked at 49ers. Lot of their defense success.
The defense for the 49ers sucks.
Well,
you're top five.
All I know, like, they gave me only 1 point for fantasy.
Well, we'll tell you that they're on a losing streak. But who doesn't have a losing streak?
Everyone thought that this was going to be a rematch of the NFC of 49ers versus Eagles, but maybe not. Maybe this is the Eagles' time to shine. Because so far, Eagles have been winning. Not as dominant as last year, but they're still winning.
I think the Eagles have the same positioning in terms of, like, the 49ers, but offensively. They added Julio Jones. They brought in DeAndre Swift. A.J. Brown is a stud. And you think about it defensively, same goes with them, with the 49ers.
I think
they have Chase Young, Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Eric Armstead, Fred Warner.
And didn't they trade for a defensive lineman or edge rusher from the Eagles too?
Yeah. I don't know about the Eagles.
Yeah, like during free agency.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. But they're both stacking up on both sides, and I think they're going to be – that's going to be a good game if they come across each other. Are they going to? The 49ers and the Eagles? Are they ever going to play each other?
Again?
Did they play already?
No. I mean, are they going to play this season?
Yes. I'm not talking about the past.
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
This guy.
49ers will play the remaining season versus Jaguars, Buccaneers, Seahawks, Eagles.
There you go.
December 3rd at Philly.
Okay. That's where we're going to see if they're good or not. Because the other two teams were the Buccaneers and who?
What was that?
The other team, two teams.
Jaguars, Buccaneers, okay. Seahawks.
And Jaguars are going to be another team.
Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, Commanders, Rams. So the only one that could potentially put problems are the Seahawks and the Ravens.
Problems? What about the Jaguars? They're 6-2.
Jaguars? My bad.
Seahawks?
They play Seahawks twice.
Yeah. No, I don't care. The Seahawks aren't that great. They won't give them that problem. I don't think so. The Jaguars, the Eagles, who else are like top teams?
The Seahawks are 5-2. They're on top of the division.
I don't care about
the Seahawks. I don't care.
If you said the Cardinals, I'm like, yeah, but
no. You know, I can't appreciate Cardinals. They're putting effort in. They just are coming up short. But that means Kyler Murray should be starting.
No, they're starting their rookie quarterback. Yeah. So this happened. A week ago, they said that they're going to still give Josh Dobbs is starting
another week to be cautioned. Yeah.
Then they said we'll have the rookie start instead, and then they traded away Josh. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, Cardinals to start quarterback Clayton Tune against Browns on Sunday if Kyler Murray is not ready to return. Brother, you want to put this man against the number one rated defense?
Who?
The Browns.
Number one defense? Oh shit, balls. That's scary. I'd be scared.
I'll be scared too. I mean, he is from Texas, so you think, you know, everything. Yeah. You know, everything they say. It's bigger in Texas, you know. So let's see how those cojones can hold off against Miles Garrett's cojones. The man went to Texas A&M, so he knows cojones over there.
Dude, he's a cojone in general.
The man's a freak of legend. But sticking with football. Breaking news overnight, you know. Raiders fire Josh McDaniels, general manager Dave Ziegler, and offensive coordinator
Mike Lombardi.
No.
What's his name then?
I know it's Lombardi. I just don't know if it's Mike.
I think it's Mike.
Let's see.
Or Matt Lombardi? I think it's Matt. What are the other? I just know it started with an M, and it was only four letters long. So either Mike
Meek. Or Matt. M-I-C-K.
Mick Lombardi, you're right.
Because isn't Mike Lombardi like defensive coordinator for someone else? Mike Lombardi?
Defensive coordinator? I don't know. Sounds something like a Packer person. No, not.
Michael Lombardi is an American football executive and media analyst. Until 2016, he was an assistant coaching staff with the New England Patriots and is a former analyst for NFL Network and sports writer at NFL.com.
I feel like there's another Lombardi out
there. There's another Lombardi.
Yeah.
He was... Wasn't he with the Chargers, I think?
Something like that. But anywho, let's not dig deep into that. The Raiders finally did something to provide...
Joe Lombardi.
Joe Lombardi, I think.
Was with the Chargers.
I see, yes.
He previously served as the offensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers in 2021 through 2023. And now quarterbacks coach for the New Orleans Saints through 2016 and through 2020. His current job is...
That's good enough. We don't care.
Oh, he's out of job.
Yeah, we don't care that much. I'm sorry to be respectful, but that's not the point. The point of this is that the Raiders made some moves on Halloween. Scary moves on Halloween. And I think that's the best option for them to continue on and have a start. If this is anything like 2 years ago, then they're going to the playoffs again. They are going to scrap their way, hit the wild card hard, and they will be in the wild card.
I heard that there was a stat on ESPN that said, like, of all the former assistants and former coordinators for the New England Patriots, as far as like the Bill Belichick tree, they're like, of all of them, including like Bill O'Brien, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge.
Yes.
They're like 156 wins to 237 losses.
So
they don't win.
Yeah. No, it sounds like they don't win. And when they do, it just barely.
And Bill O'Brien was the only anomaly because he did have like five winning seasons and he made the playoffs several times.
Isn't Mark Vrabel from the.
Yes.
Well, he's a
former player.
He's not from the Belichick tree. Gotcha.
No, you're correct. This just proved that Tom Brady really was fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude.
Tom Brady Tom Brady's like the fucking GOAT. Like,
he really is, honestly.
Like, he covered up a lot of the coach's mistakes.
Facts. And when defense was shitty, he was the one putting up the
Yeah, if he said, like, call a running play, he's like, no, man, I see they're blitzing. I'm going to throw it to this guy real quick. He's going to take off running.
Yeah. Dude, oh no, dude. This just states the case for Brady's, like, goatness.
Damn.
Like, and yes, I was pretty tough on the goatness part, but this makes a lot of sense.
And once he won with the Buccaneers, that was it for me. Like, you proved that you could win outside, and now this, I'm like, on top of the cherry, on top of the ice cream.
Yeah, but they also had a good team defensively and offensively. So he just kind of put himself in a better position to win.
Yes, but granted, that was during the 2020 COVID season that he could not practice with his players. He could not associate with players.
He did his way.
He did it. He was able to do it illegally. And you want to follow by that or the law, he was associating his players like going to a park and playing catch. Yeah. And you're not supposed to, allegedly, but I think that's facts. But nevertheless, did he break the law? Yes, he did. But can he? Yes, he can, because he's Tom Brady.
I think Brady at this point is good, the greatest of all time.
So,
moving forward.
For me... Let me ask you this question, because me and DJ, we went at it just because he couldn't be here to defend his team. Why now? And very, very specifically, why after the trade deadline you fire a head coach? After the head coach has received multiple calls for Devontae Adams saying like, hey, like, are you going to trade? Is Devontae Adams available? He's like, no chance in hell. Devontae Adams' team has, and this is going on, this is on record, this is evidence. Devontae Adams' team, camp, went to Josh McDaniels to say, what are the probabilities of like moving on from the Raiders? No chance in hell.
I don't think Mike Daniels said that. I mean, sorry, Mike Daniels? God damn.
Josh
McDaniels. I don't think Josh McDaniels said that.
It
was only someone in the organization that said no chance in hell.
According to the reports, and I will bring this up and give it to you in DJ so you can see. Josh McDaniels said no chance in hell.
Are you sure?
This is what I saw from Stephen A. Smith's own words.
Stephen A. Smith said that Josh McDaniels said.
No chance in hell. And granted, he Devontae kept it professional. Is it frustrating? Yes, right? So what gave Mark Davis the epiphany, like, I need to do a change. I need to fire Mark. I need to stick with my players because they're more valuable than a coach, which is true. You know, you can replace a head coach. You can't really replace a Devontae Adams or a Josh Jacobs or who's the edge rusher?
Max Crosby.
You know, you can't replace those guys. But why after a trade deadline?
That's a stupid question, in my opinion.
Really?
Dude, just because it hit him on the trade deadline? Just because? I think that's a very open-ended question.
Because for me, I think this is like the biggest troll Mark Davis did to the NFL.
How?
Mark Davis said, like, I'm not going to fire McDaniels before a trade. I'm not going to give him... I don't think he has his power. I'm going to think that... Yes, McDaniels, I'm rooting with you. Yes, let's get rid of Carr after we convince Devontae Adams.
He was saying it to the fans, too, that were recording him. And the fucking guy was telling the fans to think. The guy wasn't thinking. He himself is dumb.
Who? The fan is saying fire McDaniels?
No. I was with the fans to get rid of McDaniels. But Mark Davis talking to the fans, saying, like, to think... Like,
exactly.
He has no neurons to connect because he knows his team is ass.
So everything that Davis has said has indicated that he is siding with McDaniels, correct?
Yes.
Right. So now he busts a 180 and he's like, no, I'm not siding with you anymore? What gave him that epiphany?
Go back to that same thing. Like, we don't know, AJ, we don't know what fucking hit him in the head. I'm pretty sure someone fucked him or something and he's like, fuck.
Oh, you think he got drunk at a Halloween party? He's like,
fuck, imagine. Oh, shit. Like,
hey, Josh, you know what? You fucked me over this. I kept losing money because fired. Beep, beep, beep.
Dude, that is hilarious. What if he did get drunk? I think that is. I think that's a true mystery here.
Ooh.
I don't think he's capable of doing that, but still. You never know, and I think would you rather wait 2 months from now to fire Josh McDaniels or start now and let your team flourish on its own and prepare better for the future? Because they're not technically out of contention. They're in the middle
per se. Well, that AFC is so loaded, like, who knows who's going to make it out.
The Bills won't.
they might make us a wild card, but not...
The Bills?
Yeah, I don't think they'll win the division.
I think so.
But supposedly, Aaron Rodgers coming back December 24th, allegedly, according to Greeny.
No, he's not coming back, dude.
That's what I said. I mean, no Aaron Rodgers, a month and a half ago, could not walk on his own power. Now the man's throwing footballs and pushing off his leg.
That doesn't fucking matter.
Tell me.
He's not a god.
Do you believe in miracles?
No,
Kevin Garnett, everything is possible.
I agree. That's true. Everything is possible. But off of injury, dude, he just steps on turf again. He's going to fucking pop that shit.
Left and right. Kevin Durant.
He's going to take a step and he's like, shit. I should have waited.
Like,
fuck
like
no,
Aaron, if Cars 1 has taught you anything, is short-term gains, long-term loss.
Yes, exactly. Change your tires.
Like, but then he said, like, obviously he's doing something that works for him. Hey, he might know something we don't know. Whatever the fuck you're smoking, Aaron, keep going, right? But nevertheless, I was shocked. But more importantly, I was just like... It's just like, I just feel like this is just.
What if he didn't pop his Achilles? Oh, wait, it's ACL, sorry, yeah. What if he didn't?
No, it was Achilles.
It was Achilles?
Achilles. ACL's in the knee joints. ACL, MCL.
Imagine he did it, and he's just doing it for show.
Shut the hell up.
Wow, hey, man. Everything is possible.
The script, dude. Rodgers in the fourth play, you must get up and be like, "Oh, I'm hurt. I can't walk."
Dude, but that's true. He stood up and he sat down.
So, legends get up. Kobe tore his Achilles.
He never sat down.
And he walked on his own power, shot two free throws, and he was going to play. But he's like, oh, no, like, get me out of here. I can't run. But he didn't ask for no help. Who was the other big man that used to play with the Pelicans and the Warriors and the Kings?
The Warriors?
Yeah, he played with you guys.
DeMarcus Cousins.
He tore his Achilles, too, and he needed help getting it. He needed help.
He's a big man. He's bigger than Aaron Rodgers. Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles. No. Aaron Rodgers is a scrawny little piece of shit compared to DeMarcus Cousins.
Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles, and he needed help getting off the field?
He didn't like that. That's why he needed help.
Like what?
You didn't like him getting fucking Achilles popped.
Well, I'm pretty sure
no. You like that? I didn't like it. I didn't like getting popped.
Look, I just feel that Raiders should have done the fire sale. It's a shit show.
They should have got rid of Hunter Renfro then.
They should have.
And what happened? No one wanted him. Simple as that.
Or McDaniels is an idiot?
Dude, it's not really. It's ultimately not even up to the head coach.
It has well,
to
be everyone collective
decision.
Whose decision?
Collective decision.
And I think organization. These two guys were not the smartest or brightest people in the room.
Mark Davis is not smart, and Josh McDaniels have
maybe that's why they get along. Bad record. Maybe that's why they get along.
Yeah, two dumbasses make a dumbass.
Two wrongs don't make a right, JJ.
Two wrongs don't make a wrong.
No negative. Negative is a positive.
No, not in football terms. No.
Oh, PJ Tucker's playing,
dude. He was suited up. I said that.
Yeah, I like this guy.
I don't think I said that, but anyway,
spider web tattoo is kind of like
that's a wing.
That's a spider web tattoo. Yeah,
you're right. I thought you were talking about his back neck. I think as of now, the Raiders did the best. So. Now Devontae is going to flourish. Apparently, AOC, Aiden O'Connell, can actually pass accurately for 15 yards.
That's not what we saw against the Bears. But then again, wait,
was he playing? Was AOC playing?
Towards the end.
Towards the
end. But then DJ's famous were like, you need to give the guys time to flirt, to like get the chemistry and
sync. Why wouldn't you, though? Why wouldn't you give... Dude... No,
no one's saying that AOC can't play because he has potential. We saw him play against the Rams. He has potential.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, I have full faith that so, by the end of the season he's going to be passing like
that. He's going to be like this is the optimal. This is like the optimum physical appearance for for a male body. And there's nothing you can do.
About it.
With the mustache drinking, I'm a Corona.
I think right now the Raiders are in the best spot possible to move better positively forward. They're going to have a lot of bumps in the road. But I think
they're going to rally together.
Dude, if they actually rally behind their interim head coach, like they did with Rich Passaccia, they got nothing to lose.
Let's see if I can have that audio play because I did say it to you guys. I'm going to see if I can see it. Let's see. Here we go.
You did send it.
Matter of fact is, I grew up in Compton, California. I was born a Raider. I was born with the Raiders rolling in the Coliseum in L.A. I was rolling with NWA, talking straight out of Compton, rocking Raider hats. So when the opportunity came to work with Josh and Pat Graham and Dave, I jumped on it. Story, the matter of fact.
Yeah, he said, him just saying.
Antonio Pierce.
Him just saying that he's a Raiders fan says a lot.
Because he's going to put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
He's
playing for
his favorite. He's coaching / playing his favorite team ever since he was a child. I think that's motivating. I think if I could play with the LA Dodgers, I fucking would. In any fucking possible way. Even just throwing a ball to their pitchers or something.
Because I think DJ said Devontae Adams grew up a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
So, from La Puerta? No. Somewhere up north, right? Devontae's from?
I don't know where he's from. I don't have that much biography details on people. Me neither.
But I think this is good because even... Marcus Spears on the ESPN's Get Up this morning said that he talks to players, but he doesn't go on the media and talks while he talked with the players. But he did say that he knows a lot of players in that locker room. He did say, like, for the last 2 years, there's just been, like, a disconnect.
Well, yeah. You have Josh McDaniels, a guy that just thinks about himself. And, by the way, he's getting paid for the next 6 years. That is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. And maybe
that's why I was, like, kind of, like, fire sale everything because – the reason why I felt like Mark Daniels didn't want to move on from Josh McDaniels is because, like, he's already
I don't know. A fat contract.
10 years, $100 million to.
It was 10 years
to John Gruden that he got. He settled it down. He settled it down with somehow, some way, right? They settled it down, right? Now Josh McDaniels was given a 6 year, $60 million contract, or something like that.
To the dumb motherfucker that's offering them the deals are stupid as hell.
Billionaires.
Yeah, dude, I'm talking about 10 year deals. $100 million or $100 million.
I've never heard of any of those.
Or like, $6 million for this amount, or 6 years for this million. Like, dude, that's stupid. If you know this motherfucker doesn't know,
I will offer him 3 years.
I think 3 years is fair.
Because look, he's like,
hey, fourth extension, yeah, whatever.
It'll be like, hey, I'll give you 3 years, $30 million. If at the end of the third year at the end of the third year we're making progress, like we're going in the right direction, you'll get a significant pay raise.
Yeah, an extension.
An extension. If not, then we'll just, you know, like if you think you need more time at this rate, okay, cool. But if you say, yeah, if 1 year we win our division, cool. The following year we go into our first playoff game and we lose. The following year we win our first playoff game, but then we lose. Like, we're projecting in the right direction. Okay, here's your compensation. You get a significant pay raise because you've proven to me that you can do the job. You don't give a man this much money and then, I don't know, it's not my fucking money. Imagine.
No, but come on, dude. $1 million would work for us. What are you talking about?
Exactly. I'm saying, like, we talk about $60 million, $100 million. Like, it seems like a buttload of money for us, but for them, it's probably like $20.
But, dude, that's the thing, though.
That's the thing.
Majority is obviously average income. Anybody else that are making millions, that doesn't matter to them. But to us, as average people, that's a shit ton of money that shouldn't be wasted on people that aren't worth shit. Now you're paying somebody to be, unemployed?
And the thing is, I'm seeing right now that Jimmy G still has a 3 year, $73 million contract.
Someone's going to fucking go for it.
And he's benched.
Yeah. Why would you bench a guy that you also paid? Come on now. Let's see how these deals are making sense. You paid a guy, now you're benching
him. The laughing stock.
Now I see your point.
It's just,
I see your point, but I don't know if I see.
And I agree with DJ. Ultimately, it comes with the head at the top of the heads, Snake's head. Mark Davis, he's going to do whatever the hell he wants.
That's ridiculous, dude.
It just seemed to me like he just had too much money invested. I didn't think he would want to lose it, but. His money.
Now I'm like, he can fucking lose it.
Because for me, like, if I was going with the mindset, like, I don't want to, I already give this guy this much money, I don't want to lose it. I want to at least squeeze every single drop. Fire sell everything. That's what I was advocating for Devontae. Like, free Devontae. Trade Devontae.
Free, bro.
Because the man deserves, yes, he got a ring. Yes, he got paid, but, like, he wants to win.
Yeah, he wants
trade him to the Jets. I'm pretty sure the Jets will give him.
They would have probably traded away Garrett Wilson for him.
And I will not be mad. Would you be mad?
Garrett Wilson is an upcoming wide receiver. Under the right quarterback, he's going to be a really good receiver.
Yes, but Aaron Rodgers, do you want Garrett Wilson or you want Devontae?
Fuck off, dude.
Raiders, do you want Devontae, who's a disgruntled wide receiver, or do you want Garrett Wilson? It's probably going to be a disgruntled wide receiver, but he's not taking so much money out of your cap.
Because next year they have to pay him a lot, huh?
Who?
To Devontae.
Oh, he's already got his contract. I'm not sure how much he's getting paid. But that's just my...
The Raiders are on the right path now.
So, yes, sir, but I think that's about it about the whole Raiders. Josh McDaniels. Yes, sir. Hopefully we can move on and we'll talk about another clown. As far as head coach, hopefully it's not the Raiders. I don't want people to lose their jobs, but supposedly, sounds like Ron Rivera might be on a chopping block.
He is on a chopping block.
Ron Rivera, like I tell you, Matt, the head coach for the Bears, Matt,
Nagy. Matt Nagy, no?
The Bears?
He was a former head coach for the Bears, you know?
I'm not talking about former.
I don't know his name.
Oh,
are you talking about Matt Nagy?
No. Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. Remember how I told you, like, Matt Eberflus said, like, in the last four games four games we're 2-2, and someone said, yeah, in the last 25 games you're 5-20. It's all about perspective, bro.
Yeah, dude. He's like half glass full, and it's like it's legit empty.
So,
one drop of water.
Real quick, stay of the Rams. How are we doing? We didn't put Matt Stafford.
I think we're on the decline if Stafford is not okay.
We didn't put him in the IR. And it sounds like he's okay. He's okay. It looked much worse than it was.
I still wonder what the fuck Stetson Bennett is at.
I'm pretty sure he's there.
No. He's on the roster, but he's not playing.
Okay. Well, are you going to trust a rookie quarterback? The oldest rookie quarterback to ever be drafted, apparently, or something like that?
You hear yourself when you talk about the Rams. Like, I don't give a fuck what you say about the Raiders because that's not my team. But we need someone to replace someone when we're done with them.
Did you think it was Stetson Bennett?
Do you still want a 38-year-old quarterback?
I never thought it was going to be Stetson Bennett. I think it was just like a...
He's not a placeholder either.
I think it is a placeholder.
Dude, placeholders were the former backups that we had.
Yeah, and where are they now? With the Bucks?
John Wolford is with the Bucks.
And
Bryce Perkins?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
Exactly. I think it was just like a... It's like a fantasy football when you draft two or three quarterbacks and you try to trade one away. In desperate needs.
I should have done that.
I think that I always felt like that. I didn't think he was going to be our future. Could he be? Yeah. But like when I saw him be drafted, I'm like, interesting.
I think he has upside if he plays, but I haven't seen him play. Anywho. But
anyways, let's wrap it up. JJ with NFL picks for week 9. We're officially
half. Pause you there. Rangers won their first World Series.
All right, congratulations, Rangers. Woo. First?
Yeah, it says Rangers secure first World Series title with 5-0 game 5 win versus Diamondbacks. Finished 11-0 on the road in the playoffs.
Wow, hey, if the Cowboys are not winning, at least the Rangers are.
I think the Rangers are better, but whatever.
Do you know they share the same parking lot, right, as the Cowboys?
Wow, that's cool.
You know,
right next to AT&T Stadium.
You know that one game that Cowboys lost, like, they only scored 9 points or something like that?
Yeah.
That same night or that same day, no, that same day or the following day, Rangers scored 11, and someone said, like, wow, even the Rangers outscored the Cowboys.
I fucking love it. Yeah, let's go. That's a good one.
All right. Congratulations, Rangers. Yes, baseball, sir. We had a hell of a run. It was really good. I love baseball, you know. Going to Dodger Stadium, especially with the clock, it definitely made the games too boring. So,
whether Dodgers suck, whatever.
Shut up. You know, this is like an anomaly year. Like, all the top teams fail in the first round. The Dodgers.
First World Series without the Dodgers or the Astros.
I know. You know what's funny? The Padres had to take out a $50 million loan to pay his players.
Wow, the Padres are broke?
I guess.
Why would you fucking go to the Padres?
Missing the playoffs really cost them. They had to take a $50 million loan to pay for payroll.
That's stupid.
I mean, who they got? Fernando Tatis Jr., Juan Soto.
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado. The pitcher.
That pitcher, Snell.
Yeah, Snell.
He was a really good one.
For the Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah, they got really good players, but $50 million to pay for
Yarvish.
Darvish.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, NFL.
Which is ironic because it is the number one most expensive city to live in, California.
That doesn't go to the team, though. Anyways, NFL pick-ems.
Okay, let's start it off. Titans at Steelers for Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. Titans. Only on Amazon Prime.
Titans.
Is Kenny Pickett back?
I have no idea. I don't believe in the Steelers.
Taking the Steelers.
Okay.
Dolphins at Chiefs and the great Germany.
I wake up at 6:30, homies. I'll have to take the Chiefs on this one.
Dolphins.
Tyreek Hill versus the Chiefs. Yeah, I'll go with the
Dolphins. Vikings at Falcons. Ooh, Joshua Dobbs versus
Josh. His name is Josh Dobbs. Josh, not Joshua. Josh.
I'm sorry, Joshua Dobbs. Josh Dobbs. You see what I did there? God damn it. Josh Dobbs versus Tyler Heinicke.
I'm going with Tyler Heinicke on this one.
Taking the Vikings. I like Dobbs. I like I like that he's a former engineer. So that's it with the big brains. Bears versus Saints. I'm taking the Bears. I'm just a hater. Fuck off.
I'm trying to hit him with a water bottle anyways.
I'm just a hater. We can assume DJ picked the Saints.
Yeah. I'll pick the Saints too.
Rams at Packers.
Rams at Packers.
Rams. Bitches. Whose house? I don't.
Packers.
Jordan Love has been a very big disappointment.
No. This is his first year start. He has never been in the center. Same goes with AOC.
2-5. Give him
the reps. Shut the hell up. Continue on.
You're going to face Aaron Donald today.
Next.
Commanders at Patriots.
The Patriots.
Patriots. Seahawks at Ravens. Ooh, Ravens. The Ravens,
of course. But it's going to be a good game, I think.
Buccaneers at Texans.
The Buccaneers at Texans. Texas. I really want the Buccaneers to win, but at Texans, Texans. I think Texans will win.
Texans. Cardinals at Browns. Browns.
The Browns, because they're good.
Colts versus Panthers. Colts.
The Colts.
Giants at Raiders. Yeah. So do you believe in the heart of Oakland?
I don't know. If I believe in Tyrod Taylor.
I do.
Darren Waller.
No, Tyrod Taylor is hurt.
Is Daniel Jones coming back?
I did hear something about his neck injury being clear for contact.
No, I'll go with the Raiders.
I'll go with the Raiders. I'm actually see
I can't. Because Max Crosby's on the other side of that fucking bitch. I'm sorry, that O-line is garbage. They let Daniel Jones get hit almost all the time.
You know, Josh Dabble? Daniel Jones seems like a shitty quarterback. But apparently he's been sacked more times in less games, and the player that's very comparable is Andrew Luck.
Yeah, dude.
You saw the stat?
No, I haven't seen it, but it fucking reminds me of that. And that's why he gave up but he felt like it wasn't
time worth it anymore. Yeah. It wasn't worth it. I saw the stat where Daniel Jones has been sacked more times in less games, and it's equivalent to Andrew Luck. And I'm like, and now he has a neck injury.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's what Andrew Luck wanted to avoid. Which,
I mean, every player, every quarterback wants to avoid getting hit, right? But like, Andrew Luck took those hits, and he actually gave him nice hit, man. Like, he actually, gave him a high five for the players for doing
their job. I love that, dude. Love
that guy. But I'm taking the Raiders because they got nothing to lose. They're like, we're gonna play. They're gonna actually try their very best.
I think so too. I think it says a lot,
because
we're gonna play a lot better without him.
Mark Davis. This sounds like this guy, he's a guy,
Yeah.
Born in Oakland, diehard Raiders fan.
Yeah, I think
this man is the definition of what a Raider should be. If you let him go after this season,
it's always gonna happen, dude. Every time you put an inter goddamn coach in there, they're fucking gone the next year. That's so fucking bullshit.
Not let her go, Mike.
Rich
Pisacia.
Well, no, it happens to everybody.
I'm just saying, based on what I've heard.
I mean, minus, what's his name? John Fossil from the Rams, because he took as interim head coach when Derek Fisher left. Sean McVay came in, and he was still the special teams coach. So it's the new head coach that walks in. He's like, I don't want you. You're out.
I just don't think you can bring. I think, in my personal opinion, you don't bring a veteran coach. It's someone for the long haul. Someone for the 5+ years. That's just my opinion with the Raiders.
So, I mean, the Rams have done it, so I think anyone
else can do it. Too. It's not. Jeff Saturday was interim head coach for the Colts, and he didn't get rehired.
No. He was an analyst first, and
Jim Irsay asked him for a favor. Which is very stupid because, Cowboys.
At Eagles. That's going to be a great game.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Ka-ka!
But 7 out of those 10 games, the Cowboys have won.
Shut the fuck up, really?
I think there's a stat where the majority of the games, Cowboys have won.
Interesting.
But this is a different situation.
Why?
AJ Brown is in the backfield. He is going to tough out the fucking bitch that does not know how to
play. And that safety, position. That secondary got stronger for the Eagles with the safety. They also traded for someone else.
Yeah, I think their trades are actually boosting them. Yeah. So I think the Eagles will win.
And Sunday Night Football, not a rematch, but like a rivalry, but not really a rivalry because he's always going to be your daddy. Bills at Bengals.
Fucking Bengals, yep. Let's go.
You know, who's your daddy?
I don't believe in the Bills.
I just love how every year we talk about Bengals sucking. You know how they start off Bengals sucking like 1-3 and whatever. Now they're 4-3. Like,
I started.
And we finish off Monday Night Football with the... With what could be a slaughterhouse, which, what the bloody fuck? Did you know the New York Jets have a better record than the Chargers?
That's sad.
That's sad for the Chargers.
I think the Chargers should be at least...
Chargers at Jets.
Chargers. Ugh, God damn it. The Chargers.
I want the Chargers to win, but... I think Chargers have like one of the worst defense in the league right now.
Who has the worst?
One of the worst. Chargers.
Defenses? Oh, man. Are you sure about that?
Their secondary can't stop a fucking fly from going inside the barn.
That's like the Rams, too. But here we are in the middle of the pack.
They can't stop nobody. Allegedly.
I will go with the Chargers.
And just for disclosure for the Chiefs, just FYI, Chiefs fans, Taylor Swift wasn't in Mile High City and your team lost. Does Taylor Swift like sausages from Germany?
They're going to give it to her.
I think she's in Argentina doing some
concert
cool. Or something for her fans. So, yeah. Anything else, JJ?
Go Clippers.
Yeah, this is a good podcast. Look at that shoulder vein on Kawhi's shoulder.
Kawhi is at the line, drops another.
Misses the bucket, Reeves requires
it. Hits the rim instead of that bucket.
But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. We'll catch you next week. Peace. Adios.